Hi, this is Anne Stonebreaker of CounselingInterns.com, and I'm here to talk to you today about the best test preparation materials for the counseling licensing exams. And before we begin, I want to make a note that this is just my opinion. The products that I'm about to recommend to you are not products that I'm receiving any kind of endorsement or kickback for promoting. These are just the products that I have found personally to be helpful for my preparation for the NCE, the National Counseling Exam. And then I'm also going to make a recommendation for those of you who are preparing to become LMFTs. What I've heard is really good for preparing for that exam, since that's not an exam I took myself, since I am a licensed professional counselor. So for those of you who are studying for the National Counseling Exam and preparing to become LPC interns, I found that Howard Rosenthal's Encyclopedia of Counseling, which is in its third edition, to be just a tremendous, just a great method of preparation for this exam. And it costs $45 on Amazon or somewhere thereabouts right now, which when you consider the cost of many test preparation materials is actually kind of a bargain. Also, you should consider that if you've got friends ahead of you who graduated and they've already taken this test, they probably have a copy of this book. I call it the purple book. It's got a white and purple cover, and they'll probably be glad to loan it to you or sell it to you at reduced cost. So just something to think in, you know, if you don't want to buy it on Amazon and wait, you can probably get it from a friend. The reason that I love Rosenthal's Encyclopedia so much is because it's formatted the same way the National Counseling Exam is. So all the questions are multiple choice with options A through D, exactly like the test. So when you are taking these questions and answering them in each chapter of this encyclopedia, you are actually practicing, you're taking like practice questions, and you've got over 1,000 of them in this book, so you get plenty of practice. And it's a thorough review as well, because each section is divided up by topic, and you get 100 questions per topic. So 100 questions on group counseling, 100 questions on systems, and so forth. So it's a very thorough guide, and one of the things that I like best about it is that it provides a really comprehensive overview about each answer to the question. So there's the right answer, and then there's three other wrong answers. And the beautiful thing is that you get this great explanation about why the right answer is right, why the wrong answers are wrong, and sometimes just in reading about the wrong answers, you can actually learn about a concept that maybe you didn't miss in class, or that that you were confused about and you didn't really absorb fully. I think that I learned more from that book just reading about the wrong answers than almost anything else. So again, for the National Counseling Exam, for those of you who are preparing to become licensed professional counselor interns, I find that Howard Rosenthal's Encyclopedia of Counseling, which is in its third edition, to be a really good way to prepare. For those of you who are preparing to become LMFT associates and you're trying to take your licensing exam, I have heard, and again, this is not through personal experience since I am not an LMFT, but I've heard from many trusted colleagues that the Family Solutions Institute has a study guide, which is also known as that really big green book that you might use as a paperweight after you finish studying. But that book apparently is a very good overview. It's more expensive than the Encyclopedia of Counseling, since it costs about $160. So it's definitely a bigger investment, but it's also a larger book. And I've heard really good things about this study guide. I've heard that it's very thorough. My understanding, generally speaking, is that of the two exams, the one for LMFTs is more challenging. And the reason for that is because, well, there are lots of reasons, but there's a forced distribution of scores so that only a certain percentage of people who take the exam every time pass it. So they basically have a distribution where, out of 100 people taking the exam, like say, and this is just a random number, but like 30 people can't pass. So there's no firm passing score. Your score is determined by the other people testing with you at the same time. With the NCE, it doesn't work that way. They figure out by statistical procedure a certain passing score, and it varies from test to test, but they just find a passing score and then say, okay, if you get above that, you've passed. They don't force a distribution where some people pass and some people fail. So for LMFTs, I've heard that in addition to the Family Solutions Institute study guide, some people opt to take a workshop or to take to get some coaching about taking the test, because the questions are a lot more applied and the answers I think what I've heard is they're a little more nebulous. It's a little more difficult to differentiate between right and wrong answers. It's a test that I hear that you need to learn how to test for. Now, again, this is all secondhand experience. I've not taken this test myself. So take that with a grain of salt. But again, I believe that the Family Solutions Institute also offers workshops and intensives to help you just learn how to test effectively with this exam. So if you want something above and beyond the study guide, there are certainly other options available to you. So I hope this has given you some food for thought. This is probably one of the last tests that you'll ever need to take when you think about it, which I suppose that's some good news. But I know it can be a very scary step in the process, and I just want to let you know that there is help available to you if you want a little extra leg up on the studying. So, best of luck to you in your studying and preparing for your test, and thanks for listening. This is Anne Stonebreaker of CounselingInterns.com. Take care.